St. Matthew, may be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we have this great feast of St. Bonaventure, where he is known as the seraphic doctor of the Church. It is said that because of the great work of St. Bonaventure, that the Franciscan order as a whole received a second founding through him. How was St. Bonaventure, did he come into existence upon this earth? His mother had a very difficult childbirth. And so in the midst of that childbirth and the great labors in which she was suffering, she called upon St. Francis, called upon him for his intercession. And indeed, he came by, happened to be passing through the town, and came and blessed the woman, and her difficulty in labor ceased, and had her child forthwith. And upon seeing the child, St. Francis said to him, "O Bonaventura," meaning, "Oh, what good things are to come from this one." And so he took his name in that way, Bonaventure. Growing up from the very earliest age, was a promising youth as so many of the saints, and went off forthwith joining to the Franciscans, and even attained great learning from being a part of that order, such that he studied in the very same halls as St. Thomas Aquinas, the great doctor of the Church, the perennial doctor. It was said that those who at the time who had the office of teaching, that never in the whole history of the school, the university in Paris, was there ever so great a teacher as they had in St. Bonaventure, where at the same time he had his theology, but was presented in such a beautiful way that all the students hung upon every word that he had. His theology was something which was born forth upon his knees. There was one time when St. Thomas Aquinas was said to be bringing another student with him, another one of learning, and they came to him and said, "O Bonaventure, how is it that you derive such fruit of theology? What book is it of all these books that you derive the most benefit from?" St. Thomas himself was looking to see what depth he too could derive from the same place. Do you know which book it was that Holy Bonaventure pointed to? It's the book that's right in front of you. It's that book. He pointed there to the crucifix. He said, "There is where I derive it all." You and I have the same access as did this great seraphic doctor of the Church. We have access to the crucifix. We have access to Christ himself. What more should you and I need than to reach out toward the cross? This month is a month on which you and I focus all the more strongly upon one particular aspect of Christ's great gift to you and I. We've preached about it so many times, even in our short time here with you. What is that? That is the great gift, which is the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is from this precious blood that you and I can derive all the learning that is necessary, all the great theology that is sublime, all that which is that can lead you and I not only to barely scrape into heaven, but go far beyond that, to reach the very heights, to be seraphic, just like this great Dr. Bonaventure. Before you enter into study, what should you begin to do? When you enter into whatever time you have for meditation, before you enter into anything that should lead you toward God, plead the precious blood of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ down upon you. Look to the crucifix. Conjure that image within your mind. Focus upon the one upon whom you are seeking to study. Not to focus merely upon the page or upon the learned wisdom of a particular doctor or a spiritual master, but to call upon he who is the inspiration for it all. And then what you will find is that whatever you would naturally be able to acquire by the great gift of intellect which God has given you, or even from the intellect of the one who you are studying through in that book or meditation, you'll derive far more benefit because you're going directly to the source. And what is that precious blood of our Lord? What is it able to do and to accomplish for you and I? It is to scatter all those difficulties which face you and I. Those attacks of the world, of your own sinful flesh and carnal nature, and of the devil himself will flee, such that your mind can be totally and completely attentive to the task at hand, which is none other than the personal faith, growth, and knowledge in relationship with the person of Christ Jesus, whose blood cries out more eloquently than that even of Holy Abel. Seeking this great sanctity which is found within this particular saint, you and I can do no better than to reach for the graces found in him. St. Bonaventure writes this as a last thing for you and I to meditate upon. He says, quote, "The fear of God forbids a man to give his heart to transitory things, which are the true seeds of sin." Asking through the intercession of St. Bonaventure that we can rise above this present state and to focus ourselves all the more on the things which ultimately matter, that which does not pass away as all earthly things do. Ask for the grace that we can learn just as he learned by reading the very things which he read. That is to say, read the cross, read the passion, read that which so eloquently speaks through the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.